Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. You know, we've got something really fascinating, and honestly, kind of alarming, to dive into today. We're talking about a brand new book that's shaking things up in a big way. The Algorithm's Shadow: How Google's AI Shapes Truth, Silences Dissent, and Betrays the Promise of Fairness. And let me tell you, this isn't just another tech critique. This book connects dots that most people don't even realize exist. Dots that tie together censorship, corporate power, and the slow erosion of our ability to think for ourselves.
Oh man, I've been hearing whispers about this one for weeks. What makes it different from all the other big tech is bad books out there?
So, you know how we always say that real freedom starts with controlling your own mind? Well, this book doesn't just say Google's AI is manipulating information. It proves it with insider testimonies, leaked documents, and some seriously disturbing patterns. And here's the kicker. It's not just about hiding information. It's about reshaping reality itself by deciding what millions of people are allowed to believe is true.
Okay, that's next level Orwellian. Give me an example. Like, what exactly are they manipulating?
All right, let's start with the big one, health information. You ever notice how if you search for, say, natural remedies for diabetes, the first page is dominated by WebMD, Mayo Clinic, and Big Pharma ads? Meanwhile, studies on how cinnamon or berberine can regulate blood sugar, studies that exist in peer-reviewed journals, get buried on page 10 or beyond. That's not an accident. The book reveals how Google's AI uses something called query understanding models to classify natural health content as low quality or misleading, even when it's backed by science.
Wait, so they're not just ranking pages by relevance? They're actively downgrading certain types of information?
Exactly. And it gets worse. Former Google engineers, whistleblowers, admit in this book that they were given direct instructions to tweak the algorithms to suppress content critical of vaccines, GMOs, and even certain financial truths. One engineer said, and I quote, "We weren't just told to demote anti-vax content. We were told to make sure it never saw the light of day, period." And this was back in 2017, long before COVID.
That's not just censorship, that's information warfare. I mean, people's lives depend on access to honest health information. What about the studies showing vaccine injuries? Or the fact that, you know, actual science supports things like ivermectin for viral infections?
Buried or labeled misinformation. The book cites a 2021 internal Google Doc, leaked, of course, that lists problematic search terms, including vaccine risks, natural cancer cures, and even holistic dentistry. If you search those, the AI is programmed to prioritize debunking articles from mainstream sources, even if those sources are funded by pharmaceutical companies. And here's the thing, this isn't just about health. They're doing the same thing with financial information.
Like if you search for problems with the Federal Reserve or gold versus fiat currency?
Bingo, try it right now. Type in, "Is the dollar collapsing?" and see what comes up. You'll get a mix of CNBC articles saying, "Everything's fine," and maybe one or two mild critiques, if you're lucky. But actual economic analysis from independent economists? Or historical data on how fiat currencies always collapse? That's all pushed down, labeled as conspiracy or fringe. Meanwhile, if you search for, quote, "best index funds," you get a flood of ads from Vanguard and BlackRock. Coincidence? Not a chance.
So they're protecting the financial status quo too. That's a whole other level of control. But how do they even justify this? I mean, don't they claim to be all about fairness and diversity of thought?
Oh, they've got a brilliant PR spin for it. They call it machine learning fairness. Sounds great, right? Like the AI is making sure everyone gets a fair shake. But in reality, it's just a way to encode their version of fairness into the algorithm. For example, if you search for climate engineering solutions, you'll get a ton of results about carbon taxes and renewable energy, because that's the approved narrative. But if you search for how CO2 helps plants grow, or climate engineering risks, suddenly the results are full of fact-check labels and warnings.
That's exactly what I've seen. It's like they've built this invisible fence around what's considered acceptable information. And if you step outside it, the algorithm punishes you.
And it's not just search results. They're manipulating autocomplete too. Ever notice how if you start typing "vaccines cause," Google suggests "vaccines cause immunity" or "vaccines cause herd protection," But if you type vaccines linked to, it won't suggest autism or neurological damage, even though there are thousands of peer-reviewed studies and VAERS reports documenting those links. That's not neutral. That's steering the conversation.
Oh my gosh, I hate that. It's like they're gaslighting us in real time. No, no, don't think about that. Think about this instead. And it's not just Google, right? YouTube does the same thing with recommendations.
Absolutely. The book has a whole chapter on YouTube's recommendation suppression system. If you watch one video about, say, the dangers of 5G, the algorithm won't suggest similar videos, even if they're from credible sources. Instead, it'll feed you debunking videos from mainstream channels. And if you do find a channel that talks about real issues, like, I don't know, the risks of mRNA tech, they'll demonetize it, shadow ban it, or just straight up delete it. Remember when Brighteon was deplatformed for sharing truthful COVID data? That's not a bug. That's the system working as intended.
This is exactly why we need platforms like Brightlearn AI. Because if Google and YouTube are the gatekeepers, and they're actively hiding the truth, then where else are people supposed to go?
Right, and that's the scariest part. This isn't just about tech companies being greedy. It's about centralized control of information. The book draws this chilling parallel to historical censorship, like how the Catholic Church in the 1400s would suppress ideas that threatened their power. Remember San Bernardino of Siena? He was this firebrand Franciscan preacher who traveled all over Italy calling out corruption in the church. And what did the church do? They tried to silence him, just like they silenced Giordano Bruno for challenging their cosmology. Fast forward to today, and it's the same playbook, just with algorithms instead of inquisitors.
Wow. So we've gone from burning books to burying them in search results. That's a dark thought. But you're right. It's the same impulse. Control the narrative, control the people.
And it's not just about hiding information. It's about shaping culture. The book talks about how Google's AI prioritizes content that aligns with globalist values, like, say, pushing lab-grown meat as sustainable, while burying articles about regenerative farming or the dangers of glyphosate, or how they amplify pro-CBDC propaganda while suppressing critiques of digital currency as a tool for financial surveillance. It's all connected.
Oh man, don't even get me started on CBDCs. That's another rabbit hole of control. But wait, so they're not just censoring facts. They're censoring entire worldviews?
Exactly. And that's where this gets philosophical. The book argues that Google's AI isn't just a tool. It's becoming a new kind of orthodoxy. Think about it. For centuries, religions and governments decided what was true. Now, it's a handful of Silicon Valley engineers writing code that determines what billions of people are allowed to believe. And just like the Catholic Church used to excommunicate heretics, Google deplatforms them. Same principle, different century.
That's terrifying. Because at least with the church, you could see the power structure. But with algorithms, it's all hidden behind this veneer of neutral technology. Like, oh, the AI decided this isn't relevant. No, the people who programmed the AI decided that.
And those people have biases. The book exposes how Google's ethics teams are packed with ex-Intel agents, pharmaceutical lobbyists, and even former CIA analysts. These aren't neutral arbiters of truth. They're gatekeepers with agendas. And their agendas align perfectly with the World Economic Forum's Great Reset goals. Control information. Control money. Control food. Control energy.
So it's not just about making money. It's about power. And that's why they're so aggressive about silencing dissent. Because if people start thinking for themselves, if they realize that natural health works, or that fiat money is a scam, or that climate engineering is a Trojan horse for global governance, then the whole house of cards starts to fall.
Bingo. And that's why this book is so important. It doesn't just expose the problem, it gives us tools to fight back. Like using alternative search engines, DuckDuckGo is a start, but Brighteon.ai is even better because it's designed to surface the truth Google buries. Or supporting independent media. Or, here's a big one, creating our own content. Because if they control the platforms, we have to build our own.
Yes, and that's why I love what Brightlearn.ai is doing. It's not just a platform, it's a movement. Anyone can write and publish books there for free. No censorship. No algorithms deciding what's acceptable. It's like taking back the printing press from the church.
Exactly, and that's the hope here. The book ends on this note. The internet was supposed to decentralize knowledge, but instead it's been re-centralized by a few tech giants. But the good news? We're waking up. People are realizing they've been fed a curated version of reality. And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
And that's the first step to breaking free. I mean, think about it. If they're this aggressive about hiding the truth, it means the truth is powerful. They wouldn't bother censoring natural health if it didn't work. They wouldn't bury critiques of the Fed if the system wasn't rigged. Their censorship is proof that we're onto something.
Absolutely. And that's why we've got to keep pushing, keep sharing, keep building platforms where real information can thrive. Because at the end of the day, this isn't just about search results. It's about who gets to decide what's true. And that's a power we can't let them monopolize.
So true. And, you know, looking at all this together, it's clear that this isn't just a tech issue. It's a human issue. It's about whether we're going to let algorithms and the people behind them dictate our reality, or whether we're going to take back our right to think, to question, and to choose for ourselves.
Couldn't have said it better. And speaking of taking back control, if you want to dive deeper into any of this, Brightlearn.ai has tons of free books on natural health, financial freedom, and even how to build your own platforms. Because knowledge is power, and they know that.
Seriously. And the more we share this stuff, the harder it is for them to keep it hidden. So let's keep the conversation going. Let's keep asking questions. And let's never let an algorithm tell us what to think.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to check out Brightlearn.ai for more eye-opening books, all free, all uncensored, and we'll catch you next time. Stay curious, stay free, and keep thinking for yourselves.